direct. Our lines are open to text, 844-967-2789. I always say, go to our website, download our app, go to the Devil Radio website, go to the Apple and Google stores and download our app. Sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take with you 24/7 wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. More than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, undermining our election, casting doubt on our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the two stations that just are the clearest, strongest voice upholding our democracy. So, Luke, do we have another text, my friend?
Yes, Matt. So we got a number of actual texts that we want to get to this segment. So we got.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Yeah. So CJ is kind of texting in his stream of consciousness to your show this morning, and we typically adhere to a one call per show mindset. So CJ was getting a little upset with me that I wasn't sharing his comments, Matt, but I let him know it's helpful to ask a question or at least have some kind of coherence to the questions. But CJ texted in for the last segment, does Matt find it funny or sad that the Democratic Party cares more about the Ukraine border than our own southern border, all for future votes? So that's the question from CJ. And then we also got David texting in, and David is asking if we can get an update on any of the fake electors and whether or not they have resigned, the fake electors signing on stating that Trump won the 2020 election.
Great. Thank you very much. Both of you. All right, CJ, let me talk to you and yours first. Let's talk about the Ukraine border, and then let's talk about our borders in the state. And frankly, it's not just the southern border, but it's people overstaying their visas and just staying in the country, flying in. It's people coming in from everywhere. But let's start with Ukraine. We have a foreign policy objective. The foreign policy objective right now is to contain the Soviet Union, which is now Russia and wants to be the Soviet Union once again. Back when they were friendly to us under Gorbachev and Yeltsin in the 1990s, things opened up and it was better for everybody. They will invade Poland if they get a chance. They will invade Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. They will go back into Hungary, Bulgaria, Romania. They will go back into Serbia. They'll go back into wherever, Croatia, Slovakia, Slovenia, wherever they can. They must not be able to get away with that. And the strongest thing we can do is stand tall in Ukraine. And what the Republican Party is doing is not only wrong, it's very dangerous. Trump and Josh Hawley in particular, Tucker Carlson saying, let's side with the Russians. That's like siding with an enemy of the United States in past wars. That's treason. Now, you may say, are they naturally our enemy? I hope not. They were not our enemy in the 90s. But when Khrushchev was in, when Stalin was in, when they were all in, they were our enemies, and we've got to be very careful with them. Now, on immigration, there's no disconnect in saying, I'm concerned about the southern border as well. There, we're not talking about a military invasion by people who are our historic enemies who have nuclear weapons. That's the big difference. However, I personally believe that the Biden administration can and should do and is starting to do more to stop the penetration of our southern border and to secure it. And what he's doing, a number of people are simply being returned waiting in Mexico. There is enforcement down there by the Border Patrol, the ICE agents, and they're doing very good work. And what they're doing is they have turned back, I think, more than a million people. So could there be more done? Yes, there should. I also think that the business of giving people citations to come back to court and they never come back to court and all that, there's got to be enforcement. You can't be a nation without borders. But to say that they are the same as a nuclear power, which has historically butchered and occupied Eastern Europe, is frankly not true. It's false. Remember something else with the Ruskies. They invaded Hungary in 1956 and tortured people. I went to Budapest on a trip, and they showed me the prison these people would be dragged screaming into. That's the Russians. And in 1968, they invaded Czechoslovakia. And that year, I'll never forget, there was an Olympics, and the final water polo match was between Russia and Czechoslovakia. Czechoslovakia won, but there was literally blood in the water, because underwater, they went at them with bare hands. It was disgusting. The Russians, when they have bad leadership, which is most of the time, are the skunk at the garden party, and they are threatening our interests. They're threatening the interests of democracy. Thank you. As far as David and fake electors, the January 6th Commission has subpoenaed two electors. One of them is this fellow Hitt, H-I-T-T, a former chairman of the Republican Party in the state. The other one is an alderman from De Pere. And the reason is they have subpoenaed, there's something like seven or eight of these states that did that, the chairman and what's described as the secretary, the corresponding secretary of the delegation. So those are the two so-called officers of our fake electors. I am hoping that they refer them for criminal prosecution to Merrick Garland. In five of the seven states, the electors said, we are the lawful electors. That's false. That's a forgery. And it was sent in to the National Archives in the Senate. That's a filing with the federal government. That is a felony. Two of them were quite sly. Pennsylvania, for instance. Pennsylvania said, we will be the electors if a court fight over this overturns the election, and we're it. That was very sly. They had a good lawyer, because that's not a felony to say something like that. But Trump was hoping that that would give some kind of muscle to Pence, saying, oh, there's a dispute. Now, remember something. In the Green Bay sweep, they were trying to imitate the election of 1876 between Sam Tilden and Rutherford Hayes, where the Republican Hayes lost, but they said that there was a dispute, and then the Congress overturned it. The Congress would have given it to Trump this time. Why? Because each congressional delegation gets one vote. That's it. And a majority of them have Republican majority. Luke, you're at the mic, my friend. What's going on?
Yeah, we got another text in this morning, Matt. So we got Terry from the Northwoods texting in, asking a question whether or not Tommy Thompson, interim UW system president, was able to restore the UW system to pre-Walker cuts. I'm sorry, there's a couple of words kind of out of order for Terry's question. But I believe what Terry's getting to is, was Tommy Thompson able to get more funding for the UW system and get us back to a level we were at before the Walker cuts went into place? That's Terry.
Terry, thanks for the excellent question. The answer is, I think he did his best. He got more than anybody else would have, but he did not get it back to the pre-levels. Here's what happened. Under Walker, the Republican Party essentially took a position against higher education that wasn't technical education. They wanted to change the mission statement of the University of Wisconsin. Instead of that, right now the mission statement is that the boundaries of the state are the boundaries of the University of Wisconsin. We fearlessly search for truth. And, you know, they have agricultural programs. They have great curricula. They have everything. They wanted to make it, the mission statement to be, to train workers for Wisconsin business. And finally, the business community itself said enough's enough. But all they've done is mercilessly cut, freeze budgets, freeze tuition, mercilessly cut. I don't mind freezing tuition, but you got to put more money in. When I went to the University of Wisconsin in 1972, my tuition, believe it or not, in law school, $250 a semester. Why? Because the UW got almost 50% of its operating revenue from the state. Now it gets 17% of its operating revenue from the state. It should get more. Thompson, I personally think that Thompson should run for governor on the Republican side, not because I think that would be a great thing ultimately, but because he could beat Rebecca Clayfish, he could beat Nicholson and restore sanity. And then in the general, if the Republican won, it would be Tommy Thompson. It wouldn't be one of these others who will destroy the university. So short answer, I think because he was Tommy Thompson. And then there are people like Ted Kellner and others were Republicans but strong supporters of the UW. I know Ted, and I know that Ted privately met with Walker in the old days, but I think with the Republicans now, and there are people in the business community, Tommy Thompson is one of them, who did what they could. It just did not restore it to prior levels. But let me get, I'm going to throw out a rumor that you will love, maybe you won't love, but I think it's very funny. It's more than a rumor. Donald Trump has talked to a guy named Tim Ramthan from Campbellsport and urged him to run for governor. Seriously. If that happens, it is imperative that Tommy Thompson get in that primary. He took a call from Trump on that subject. Now, Trump doesn't like Voss because he thinks Voss, he attacks Voss. He thinks Voss hasn't been tough enough on the so-called big lie. He thinks Ramthan, on the other hand, has made QAnon references. He's lied about the elections. He falsely claimed that Ross entered into a contract with Hillary Clinton's lawyers on drop boxes. Trump hates Walker and Clayfish because Walker, when he dropped out of the presidential race, if you remember, at a press conference, said, I'm doing this so he can stop Trump. Maybe somebody else can stop him. He attacks Clayfish and he says he wanted Sean Duffy in there. This is Trump now. Nicholson is widely seen as a hack. So if there is a primary, if Ramthan gets in this thing, he's not a strong candidate. He's sort of a nut job. However, if you have Nicholson, the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, and Ramthan in there, the Republican Party is swirling down the drain. It is important for that Republican Party to have somebody who is sane and experienced with basically decent, moderate instincts, and that's Tommy Thompson. So there you have it. There you have it. He did his best as the UW system interim president, but I strongly think he's got to get back in this race. Going to a break. Lines are open for texting 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.